Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Mexican officials are transferring fugitive drug trafficker Joaquin El Chapo Guzman back to prison after capturing him Friday, 7 months after he escaped from prison.
Su localización, seguimiento.
Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto said the discovery, pursuit, and recapture are the results of the joint work of the intelligence, security, and prosecutors of the Justice Departments of the Mexican state. Guzman was first captured in 1993 but escaped in 2001 with the help of prison guards. After more than a decade on the loose, he was recaptured early in 2014 with the help of intelligence that U.S. authorities provided to Mexico. A Swiss woman living in northern Mali has been kidnapped from her home for the second time in 4 years. Residents and officials in Timbuktu say gunmen entered the home of Beatrice Stockley and took her away. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Turkish troops on a training mission in northern Iraq have successfully fought off an attack by Islamic State fighters. At least 17 Islamic State militants were killed in clashes in Nineveh province. Around 150 Turkish troops were deployed to the base to help train local Iraqi fighters to eventually retake the nearby town of Mosul, which is held by IS. Iraq's central government says their presence is a violation of its sovereignty. And the Islamic State has a new front, an established foothold in Libya, from where they can move farther into Africa and Europe, while the Islamic State has had a presence in Libya since late 2014. This is VOA News.